CITR 101.9, welcome to Discorder Radio, where even though our mixes may not be perfect, we're very passionate about the music we play, and passion is going to be the theme of this week's show because it is the last show before we put all our passion and energy into the brand new Discorder magazine format, which launches February 1st. We get a big party happening this Friday night, the 31st, at the Astoria, featuring bands such as Cult Babies, Catlow, Hallam Moon, and War Baby. We're going to hear from all of them on the show. We're going to hear from Looks to Kill, Def Havan. We're going to talk to Josh, our live concert reviewer, and right now we're going to hear from our buddies Fine Times with Lions to kick it off today on Discord Radio on CITR. We are back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Fine Times with Lions. Fine Times treated us to some Fine Times. I can't resist a good pun when it comes to Fine Times. This past Saturday evening. Oh, there you go. Thanks, CJ. Always doing his best to make sure I sound so good.
You're welcome.
Yeah, CJ's here. We also have Josh here.
Hey there.
Hey, buddy. 2 weeks in a row for you now, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. You're our live and local concert reviewer.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's really cool because with this Quarter Magazine, which is, of course, tweaking formats, starting February 1st, one of the features we have is the RLA, the Real Live Action section of the magazine, where we have people review the shows. And here in Discord Radio, considering we are the audio baby of Discord Magazine, we get to have people review the shows live, like you.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to you about your experience shortly. I just wanted to follow up Fine Times by sharing my experiences. They opened for a band called Deaf Havana this Saturday night at the Media Club, a great venue in Vancouver. Have you guys heard of Deaf Havana?
No, I don't say I have.
I've heard of them. I've never heard their stuff, though.
Cool. Well, I hadn't heard of them either, but yeah. I looked them up a little bit. They've got a pretty good following in the UK. They've released 3 full-length albums. They've been around for about 9 years. Really nice guys, too. We got James, Lee, Tom, Chris, Matt, and I had a great chat with Max. One of the guys, I had this like Smith's t-shirt from the 80s with like the cut-off sleeves, so he really was kind of playing the part. And these guys were so British. They're from London. Like, they're like, right on, Gov. Hello. Yeah, having a good time in Vancouver, mate. Like, I don't know. Pardon my shoddy English accent, but they were really feeling the part. Although I couldn't help but notice while listening to them, they sounded a lot like the Arkells, which is great because DJ, I know you're a big fan.
I'm a big fan. I don't mind that sound.
Yeah, well, it was a great sound. But I closed my eyes and I was hearing the Arkells the whole time.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, yeah. And who could blame them? Because I don't know how much airplay the Arkells get in Canada or in the UK, and how much airplay Deaf Havana gets in Canada. So maybe they just happen to have similar influences and just like each other's music without even unbeknownst to either band. But I did send a tweet saying these guys sound like Arkells, and nobody retweeted or favorited or replied. So I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll just lay off the comparisons and just let the music play for itself.
Speaking of which, let's do that.
Okay, so here's Deaf Havana. This track has a very interesting title. It's called I'm a Bore, Maybe. This is Deaf Havana on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
I spend most of my days neither sleeping nor awake, watching pointless documentaries on tornadoes and earthquakes. Coffee keeps me going, though it fuels my wandering mind. Wishing I was Kurt Cobain and Morrissey. It takes the most of my we
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Def Havana with I'm a Boar Mostly. A very interesting name.
I didn't quite see the connection with the Arkells, but we had a decent discussion in the studio, and apparently it sounds a bit like
Fallout Boy meets
Panic at the Disco
meets
Headley
meets
pop rock
with a live presence seemingly of the Arkells.
Maybe. I mean, you never know. Sounds change over time, right? Like this video was from 2011. Bands change sounds over years, so.
Yeah, well, anyways, it was an interesting debate between the three of us here in the studio. Once again, this is Wade along with CJ and Josh, 2 weeks in a row as our live in studio RLA guy, real live action guy. So tell us a bit about your adventures over the weekend and the real live action that you got up to.
For sure. So Friday night, Weed, Shells, and Courtney's playing at They Live Video Store that's over on Main Street. So pretty wacky venue.
Wow. So was this a one-off, or do they normally host these kind of events?
Apparently they've had other gigs there, but I might be wrong. That might be just like rumors. But it was like a pretty cool place to have a gig, really. It was like just pretty, you know, small, intimate. There's videos all lined up on the walls and stuff. I thought it was a pretty cool place to host a show, like right on Main as well, which is cool. Well,
Main is the cool street of Vancouver these days, that's for sure. So Main and 28th, They Live Video with three acts. How many people were in attendance, would you say?
There was a lot. They were turning people down, like turning people away at the end of the night. Like there was like, we were talking quite a significant amount of people. I don't know, 75 people in there or something like that.
It
seemed more like, yeah, it seemed like really packed, but it was good. You know, it's good to have a packed show, I think. And we had Weed opened it up, and they're great. Weed is just like phenomenal, like just great shoegaze. This, you know, really powerful vocals too. Kind of got this garagey sound.
Very garagey.
Yeah.
As we're gonna hear shortly.
Yeah. And they did a great version of Heal. These vocals, honestly, like this is the first time I've ever seen them live, and kind of these vocals kind of sounded like a little bit like Slint. It's an Australian band. Kind of, I don't know, they have this just really kind of like shouty aspect to it. It's really cool. It kind of sounds like some post-hardcore stuff that was coming out of the States in the 90s too. It was a really great, like just a great set on their part.
Nice. And now they opened the show.
Yeah, we had Shells next, who were from Michigan. Shells, it's just one girl messing around with pedals, messing around with loops, which is really cool. It sounded like she had like a bunch of people on stage, but it was just her. And that was really like, I mean, that's the kind of thing you're standing there, it like sucks your ears away, you know, you're just in there and you get super immersed in it because the way that she was layering these pedals and stuff, it was really awesome. Fuzzy had a real like, just a real good sound, really clean, kind of tight. I mean, to think that somebody just on stage, one person touring from Michigan coming out here, like, I was pretty surprised. It was really rad.
Did she have some support with her, like a merch person or a manager? Or was she a hardcore lone
wolf?
No,
maybe. Not that I saw, though. It was just her on stage, and I thought that was pretty cool. It was definitely, like, really tight. And we also had Courtney's finishing it off.
Of course. The IT band of 2013.
Oh, yeah. Courtney's are getting so much love this year.
Yeah. They're going to be in the baseball league next summer as well against the Point Grey Sox, which is the CITR team we're trying to throw together for this summer so we can get some revenge on the Courtney's. But back to the music.
Yeah. I mean, you guys know the Courtney sound. It's just kind of this like nostalgic kind of slacker rock thing going on that's really cool.
Yeah, that's a really good accurate description, yeah, actually, of the Courtney's.
I mean, they're also, it seems like they have like a lot of experience like playing. They like have their live thing down, like, you know, really accurate, just like great, tight stuff.
Yeah, they still seem like slackers.
That's an art. They're riding that line, right? It's just, you know, it's a really rich sound, super upbeat. And they were on the cover of Discordia back in June, right?
June.
And
they were the number one album according to our music director here. But CITR does their top 100 most played albums of the past year, and Courtney's was numero uno for 2013.
People were enjoying it. People were dancing and stuff. There was some serious. I mean, you could really tell when you're looking at the crowd, that people were into it. This is like a band with a serious following at this point.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a really cool venue, a cool show, especially considering video stores aren't getting too much love these days.
Yeah, true.
From their purchases. They got to find other ways to get people through the doors. So I wish I was there. Sounds like some great musical talent. Let's hear from one of those bands that graced the, I don't say the stage, but graced what, the porno section or something of They Live video. So this is Weed.
On Discord or Radio, CATR 101.9.
And we are going to hear the track Silent Partner. Let's do this.
New format of Discord. Join us at the Astoria on Friday, January 31st, as that magazine from CITR celebrates the launch of a brand new redesign with some great local bands including Cult Babies, Catlow, War Baby, Hollow Moon, and more. Admission is $5 before 10 p.m., so be sure to get there early to check out our new 72-page art mag, cool prizes, and more.
Vancouver is gearing up for the 27th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Once again, the Birthday Bash will be held on Saturday, February 8th at the Grandview Legion Hall, 2205 Commercial Drive. Artists performing this year are Geronimo, Zuki Joseph, Macronix, Rasta Rubin, and the Selassie I Power Band, featuring Fred Locke Sasher and other special guests, Ultra Flex Crew, Purple Soul Band, and MCs George Barrett and Louis Sutherland. Jamaican food and refreshments will be on sale. Advance tickets available at Zulu, High Life, and Rhythm and Spice.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
The music continues here on Discorder Radio with Looks to Kill. We want your love on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We want some of your love by Looks to Kill, and looks like we got some of your love. I just got this tweet about 30 seconds ago from Looks to Kill. Love you guys to bits. Quadruple exclamation. Well, we love you too, Looks to Kill.
We do love you.
Yes. The lovely Katie Fagan was in studio here a couple months ago. Lovely gal, along with her manageress, and we wish them all the best success in 2014, and thanks again for being so on top of the tweets. Lots of love all around on the Twitterverse. Lots of love here in the studio. It's actually maybe it's a hint of anticipation with that love, because we are loving the excitement period of right about now. This is like the lead up to a huge. Huge event on Friday, and a huge, I guess, turning point in the history of Discorder magazine. And to help us to discuss these monumental movements, we have our editor and JCG live in studio.
It never gets old the way you introduce. Never, it. I love it. It's, never. As opposed to editor in chief JC Gibbs.
Yeah, yeah, JC's here. What's up?
JC,
yeah.
JCG.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, feeling electric. Oh, I can't believe. Can't believe the redesign's already happening. It's on Friday.
Wow.
We had our proofing party over the weekend for the new issue. So had a chance to look over like the new 72-page format, which looks awesome.
What were some of the reactions?
72 pages?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's almost twice as much.
Crazy. Yeah. What was some of the reactions like from the volunteers that were at the proving party?
Well, one of them had never seen the magazine. He wasn't too familiar with the magazine before. And then the other two were really excited about it. And like myself and Jazz, obviously, were just like jazzed about it.
Pun intended, for sure.
It's going to be a lot of fun, though. And then, yeah, we're having the party at the Astoria on Friday. So that's going to be good, too. We're going to have all the new issues like ready. So.
Wow. Huge, exciting times ahead. Speaking of Jazz, I hope you feel better, Jazz. Originally, we were going to have Jazz on the radio to talk a bit about, because it is kind of the brainchild of Jazz. He has been our art director here for quite some time.
Yeah, a couple years.
Not to discount the great work you've done on this, JC, but we hear from you all the time, and we love hearing from you, but I would have liked to hear Jazz's take on things. So maybe, just maybe, he'll get up on stage and do a speech on Friday night. What do you think about that?
maybe.
I doubt it. Things like that terrify him to bits.
Thanks, CJ.
Lots of bits references going on. Loving the bits, terrified the bits. Bits and bytes.
Do you want to hear about who's going to be on the cover for the February issue?
That is a great idea, JC. Please. Wow.
Hollow Moon.
Hollow Moon. Not to be confused with an American band called Hollow Moon.
Or not to be confused with the boutique Hollow Moon, which I accidentally found on Instagram.
Oh, interesting.
do you want to play a track from them? They're going to be playing at the show on Friday, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Sure. Well, we can gladly do that. I thought I was going to ask you a little bit more about Hollow Moon.
Oh, sure. Josepha Cameron did a really awesome Q&A styled interview for the February issue. So that's really good. She asked things about like the recording processes. Kind of like the inspirations. A lot of the article focused on the inspirations, so I thought was really interesting, like talking about the Beatles and stuff, and the band, they don't like to try and like imitate other sounds that they find, like other band styles, just because like then you end up coming across like a cheap imitation. So
then they would have hated the conversation we had about 20 minutes ago. We were basically analyzing the band Def Havana from the UK to bits. Bits again. Comparing them to four or five other Canadian bands. But okay, so I'm interested to hear some of this sound. And then we're going to come back. We'll talk more about the other bands that are playing. The next focus of the show is going to kind of shift into new format party hype-up mode, basically. So this is one of four bands that are playing this Friday. This is the band Hollow Moon. Okay, we're going to play this track, Lean On Down, by Hollow Moon on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. We are back on Discorder Radio. Lean On Down by Hollow Moon, who will be gracing the brand new Discorder magazine as of February 1st, and will also be gracing the stage at the Astoria Pub this Friday night.
January 31st,
the last day of January. What a great fitting date to kind of end the month, launch into the new month, the new format.
Chinese New Year too.
This is true. Huge day. Huge day.
Ginormous day. Yeah. So many reasons to celebrate.
Yeah, exciting times ahead. So that was Hollow Moon. We have three other bands that are playing that night, including Cult Babies, including War Baby, who are quite well known around these parts, especially after their victorious Shindig victory last month. And the other band that is playing is a band that maybe you haven't heard of, but you probably are familiar with one of the members of that band. Her name is Laurel Borman. She used to be sitting in JC's seat not so long ago. She's a former editor of Discorder magazine. And, she just texted me back too. I said, Laurel, we don't know much about your band. Can you, we're asking each other here, like being totally transparent. We're like, guys, what do you know about Catlow? And we're all like, we don't know. We're like, well, let's just ask Laurel. So I just texted her and she's going to call us. So hopefully that phone will ring any minute and it'll be Laurel and she can tell us all about her band.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What she plays keyboards in. She plays keyboard in Catlow.
Excellent. So it's funny. There's actually another Catlow out of the UK that we've been trying to find some information. So there's been a bit of a disconnect there. But now that we've just kind of been totally transparent about our ignorance on Catlow's current, basically our all out ignorance on anything to do with Catlow, except the fact they are playing and we're excited to have them. Why don't we play some Cult Babies? We'll play this song. Okay, you know, Laurel's calling. This is as live as it gets.
Spontaneity, yeah.
Wow. Were you listening, Laurel?
I just tuned in just a few minutes ago, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're just fumbling our words, so this is a good time you called, because we're all like, I don't know much about Catlow. Do you know much about Catlow? Well, first of all, great to have you back on the show in call format. So we got CJ here as always, and JC. So the three
Yay.
Of us.
Yay!
Yep, the dynamic trio. And good to have you back on the show.
Amazing. Good to be here.
Yeah. So what have you been up to since Discorder ended?
Traveling the world and rocking out and actually mostly I've just been working normal hours and sleeping. And writing for other publications and playing in a band.
Ah, that's what we were getting. That is the gold we were looking for.
Yeah. Rockstar.
Playing in a band.
Now, speaking of Rockstar, you're not the same Catlow that played the UK last summer, are you?
It probably is, yeah.
So we stand corrected.
I couldn't be 100% sure, but Catlow is a one-woman act, and then she's the Natasha Thirsk is the main lady in it.
Yes,
the main woman, and she does all the singing, songwriting stuff by herself, and then we're all playing her music. But she went and toured. I think she did go and tour the UK last summer, so that probably was her.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're getting to just kind of join. I wasn't sure if this was a new band you started, but you're kind of getting to join an established name, so to speak, and be part of something really huge and exciting, it sounds like.
Indeed. It's pretty fun. Yeah. I'm not sure how long she's been playing for, but it's been at least several years. And it was kind of a funny coincidence, or not really, well, sort of coincidence, but a funny little serendipitous meeting that was hooked up between a mutual friend of ours. She was just looking for, back in September, Natasha was looking for somebody to play glockenspiel and violin on a music video she was doing. And I can't say I really knew how to play glockenspiel at the time, but I had one. And
now, for those who are not in the know, what exactly is the glockenspiel?
It's the same as a xylophone almost, except for the keys are metal instead of wood.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it looks kind of like, it just looks like a xylophone, but it's got like two levels of keys too, so it kind of looks like it's like a keyboard setup, like all the notes and everything are the same as a keyboard sort of thing, but it's a bit smaller and it's fun. It's got these little mallets and you hit it and it makes really pretty sounds and yeah.
Awesome.
Nice. So yeah, I'm playing that with them and there's Natasha plays guitar and sings, and Emily Bach, who is also in Dirty Spells, she's playing violin, and a fellow named Barry, and I don't know Barry's last name, but he was in previous Tenants, which were a band that just played their last show a couple weeks ago, and a fellow named Jay Sly, who is in, like, every band.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm also playing keyboard at this coming show. So look out, world!
So how exciting for you to? Because I know you're kind of you're feeling a little conflicted, but having to say goodbye to the Discord family. How cool is this? You get to play the new format launch party this Friday.
I know, it's so cool. I'm so excited to see what the new format looks like. It's gonna be awesome. I know it's been in the works for a long time, and the lineup that you guys have for the party looks great. It's like the baby party featuring a bunch of other people. So
the baby and cat party. I'm really excited for like when I leave Discord, apparently, because then 6 months after, apparently I'll be in a band. So that's something to look forward to.
Okay. So
natural progression. First you start by listening to music a lot, and then you start by then you write about it a lot, and then you manage the people that write about it a lot, and then you just make music.
Yeah. So we'll look forward to that in about a decade and 6 months then, JC?
Sounds good.
Because we want to have you for years and years to come.
10 years from now.
Okay, well, Laurel, I think you guys are you guys kicking off the show on Friday night?
I don't know anything. Nothing. We might be. I'm not sure. JC? Ask JC. JC knows.
I don't know. Jonathan Q's the stage. Okay. He's like the stage manager.
It'll be a surprise.
There you go. Regardless, get there early. It's even cheaper tickets if you get there before 10 o'clock as extra incentive for you cheapskates out there. But in a way, we kind of hope you guys are playing first because the track you're playing is called Numero Uno. So okay. I'll let you intro this, Laurel, if you like. This will be kind of cool. You get to intro your own song here on Discord Radio. Ready for it? Here you go.
And you're about to listen to Number One by Catlow on CITR 101.9.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks so much, Laurel. We'll see you Friday night. Thanks for joining us here today on Discord Radio.
You betcha. Thanks, guys.
Right on.
Bye.
this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Minikawa by Cult Babies. And before that, we heard Number One by Catlo featuring our own Laurel Borroman, the ex-editor of Discorder magazine. Very exciting for her and for us that she's going to get to play the new format launch party, which once again is this Friday at the Astoria. JC's going to be there along with thousands of others. So get your tickets sooner rather than later. Yeah.
All right, you guys have an interview with War Baby coming up, though, right?
We do, yes.
Also playing at the fundraiser.
Of course. I thought we'd save, I wouldn't say the best for last, but I suppose the biggest name for last. They've had a huge year, War Baby. Maybe the pinnacle moment would have been when they won Shindig last month on a sweaty Tuesday night in December at the Railway Club. They were up against Skinny Kids and
Zen Mystery Fog.
And everyone was kind of wondering who was it going to be because they had three incredibly talented acts. But these guys work really hard, and they've really improved throughout the year too. I saw them live for the first time back in June, and I tell you, in just 6 months, they've improved shitloads. Can I say that on air? I just did. They've just got a much tighter sound. The way Kirby plays those drums, I mean, the guy is kind of like a young Dave Grohl in a way.
They have a new album coming up too. Like it's about 90% done or 90% recorded. So look for them in Discord in the coming months.
Yeah,
definitely.
And look for them on stage on Friday night. They're going to be the headliners at the Astoria. Yeah. So I guess this is, we're going to play that interview and then we're launching one of the tracks. So JC, this is, I guess, our official on-air goodbye. I'll be going to Russia for a few weeks and I think you're going to be having a chat. You're going to kind of maybe doing a bit of popping in here and there.
Help CJ out.
Yeah, not that he needs
CJ
it.
CJ will help me out.
I'll help myself.
Yeah, he'll carry it and I'll comment on it.
Nice.
All right, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Right on, buddy. Well, we'll see you. Friday's going to be a huge one.
See everyone there on Friday.
Shaking hands off the air.
We just shook hands.
Literally, radio is the auditory medium. Yes. You just shook hands.
We might shake hands again on Friday night. You never know. You have to be there to find out, so get your tickets now at the Astoria, Friday the 31st. So let's play this interview with War Baby. This was literally 2 minutes after they came off stage after their victorious Shindig victory announcement from last December at the Railway Club, live on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
I'm here for the official post reaction.
Okay.
Let's get you guys over here. This is like the authentic.
I'm super stoked, but I'm also very surprised because I feel like the competition was actually competition. Both those bands, when we saw the lineup of bands, this is no word of a lie, we had a feeling that we were gonna be battling against Skinny Kids and Zen Mystery Folk.
Yeah,
because that were the best bands. And then seeing them live, I was like, holy. So to us, it was just like a really great gig. We did love both those bands.
Well, tonight did feel like a great gig. Are you saying back in September or back at the beginning of the semifinals, you thought this is like two bands?
I was back in Australia when John went ahead and put us into this thing. And then once I saw, I don't know when it was, but once I saw all the bands, I picked those two out as swear to God, and I was like, they're the bands, and I stand by. And then it was so funny, and then we're in the finals, and I was like, I don't know what to speak too early, but I'm for
sure. Get Kirby as your bookie, ladies and gentlemen. He knows what he's talking about.
What I'm talking about. Get the convict to do everything. But no, we're so stoked. We're really stoked. We got a trophy, you know. It covers every bases. It's got a ball on it. It's got a net. Ball. I think it's got a beach. So that reminds me of home. That makes me a little bit sad / happy. Smells of fresh spray paint. You're right. Yeah. Kind of has like a yellow brick road. Follow it till you get to more alcohol. I'm gonna take it to the bar. That's what I'm getting at. And yeah, we're fucking stoked. I got free drumsticks. I need them because I'm poor. I'm going to Japan tomorrow. Might use them as chopsticks. Kind of just practice up on my thing. And yeah, all in all, best night ever. Thank you so much, and couldn't be happier. And then Brock's got a couple of words.
Oh, do I? Do I ever? Wow!
Okay. I've never seen you so excited, Brock. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm really, really excited about this. Shindig 2013. Shindig champion envelope here.
Would you like to maybe just like open it up and see what it says? Just read the first line.
Okay. Well, let's just open it up here.
First line. What does it
congratulations!
Say? You know, that means winners.
So, there you go.
This is cool. I've actually never seen this physical piece of paper.
I know, it's pretty exciting.
Who wants to read it out? Brock, read it out, man. Right. What does it say?
You are CITR 101.9 FM Shindig champion!
Huge! And what do you get for winning this prolific event?
Radio voice.
Okay, well, 2 days and one night of recording with mastering for 5 tracks from Raid City Recorders. This is a lot, man. We won a lot here.
You won a lot.
I gotta go through this whole thing.
At least a dozen bullet points.
Yeah.
Okay. Seems that you're leaving during War Baby's like victory interview here. What's
I'm sorry. It's a Thunderbird trophy. Look at it. It's a Thunderbird trophy.
Okay. Before you leave, CJ always asks great questions. You know, CJ, I'm sure you have something insightful to ask these guys. So
you're going to Japan. What's that about?
I'm going going to Japan tomorrow for three reasons. One, ramen is the tastiest thing in the world, and I want to eat as much of it as possible. Thank you for concurring. Two, I like alcohol. And three, I like karaoke. You mix all those together, you have a place called Japan. And that's why I'm going.
Konnichiwa, Japan.
Yeah.
John, I saw you a few minutes before the announcement was made, and you were going to go for a smoke. Is that because you thought, oh, we're not going to win? Like, what was... Tell me about that.
I just really needed to straighten up.
You feel straight now?
Yeah, I feel straight now.
Straighter. What are your thoughts on winning this this esteemed honor in the Vancouver indie music community on this prolific night for the 30th anniversary of Shindig?
I'm aghast. Like, I was totally surprised. And I just found out today it's like the 30th anniversary, which is crazy. And I was talking to Ben about how long he's been doing it and stuff like that. And it's crazy. Like, Mystery Machine, brand new unit, one. Like,
that's the other thing.
And we were just like researching it a bit and stuff. So I'm so stoked, man.
It was Mystery Machine.
Yeah.
Mystery Machine were the main reason why we went in this, because we just love that band so much.
Best band in Vancouver by far.
The Mystery Machine?
Yeah, Mystery Machine is what I'm talking about. Yeah, Mystery Machine. No, yeah, absolutely. Baby. Mystery Machine, absolutely, yeah.
Nice. Well, once again, congrats, War Baby. Thanks. And I know you're kind of enjoying the moment, but if you could potentially look ahead, how do you think, moving forward, like, if you could just kind of encapsulate the feeling of this moment and now thinking about the future, can you try to articulate your thoughts on this moment and what this will do for the near future?
Our whole goal was to get to Toronto. That was the whole thing.
That's what we want to do.
That's what we want to do.
Toronto.
It's got nothing to do with, we want to live in Toronto. We love Vancouver and we feel blessed to live here. But we wanted to get to Toronto. And now I feel like we have a little bit more steam in our engine to sort of get us there. So for me personally, it's Toronto, man. Like, that's
my hometown.
Yeah. Right. We've never been there and we want to play there so bad. So yeah, we're really stoked to go to Toronto. We're really, really stoked to go there.
Only she is my crewmate.